You're constantly looking for that edge, that way to not just keep up, but to really break through the noise online. And if you think back, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about simple keyword stuffing. Now, forget about it.
Yeah, totally different world.
Getting to the top of Google is a whole different ball game. The algorithms are incredibly sophisticated, and how people actually search and engage, well, it's changed dramatically.
That's absolutely right. It's a much more nuanced landscape now. Just having keywords isn't enough, not by a long shot.
Right.
You need a real understanding of why someone is searching, the technical health of your website, and a strategy driven by actual data.
Which brings us to today's deep dive. How professional SEO services, particularly from India, are playing a massive role in driving global business success. We've been looking into some fascinating information, especially around a company called Creative Street, which seems to be a really strong example of this trend. For you, who wants to get a solid understanding of important shifts quickly, this is your inside track to a significant development in digital marketing.
Exactly. Our goal today is to really dig into why India has become such a force in SEO and what concrete advantages this offers to companies, operating around the world.
Yeah.
We want to go beyond just the basic idea and understand the real engines behind this success.
Okay, so let's get into it. The rise of India's SEO power. Now, the first thing a lot of people might think is, oh, it's cheaper.
Right, the cost factor.
And while that's part of the story, it sounds like there's a much bigger picture here.
That's a key distinction to make.
Yeah.
While cost-effectiveness is definitely a component, India's strength in SEO really comes from a powerful combination of highly skilled people, innovative approaches, and the sheer scale of talent available.
Okay.
When you look at a company like Creative Street, their philosophy emphasizes this blend. It's not just about being less expensive, it's about bringing a high level of capability.
So it's not just a budget play. It's about getting more bang for your buck in terms of actual expertise.
Precisely, yeah. They highlight their deep understanding across a wide range of industries. E-commerce, fintech, healthcare, even SaaS. This suggests they're not just using a cookie-cutter approach, but really tailoring their strategies to the specific goals and challenges of different kinds of businesses.
Right.
For example, the SEO needs of a financial technology company dealing with sensitive data will be very different from, say, an online retailer focused on product discovery.
That makes perfect sense. You can't use the exact same methods to attract someone looking for a new pair of shoes as you would for a business seeking enterprise software solutions.
Right, exactly. Totally different user intent,
Yeah.
different keywords, different competition. And their approach is heavily data-driven.
Okay.
They talk about using real-time analytics, which means they're constantly monitoring performance heat maps to see how users are actually interacting with the website. And even AI tools to extract really granular insights. It's about making decisions based on evidence, not guesswork.
So no more relying on hunches or what works 5 years ago. It's all about what the current data is showing them.
Absolutely. That's the only way to stay competitive now. And then you have the technical SEO side. They mention things like site speed optimization,
Ooh.
making sure a website loads quickly, which is critical for both users and search engines, and structured data implementation.
Structured data, like schema markup.
Yeah, exactly. Think of structured data as providing extra information to search engines so they can better understand what the content on a page is about. Like for a recipe website, structured data can tell Google the ingredients, cooking time, even star ratings, allowing it to display richer search results.
Right, those rich snippets you see. Got it. Those are the foundational elements. If your website isn't technically sound, it's like trying to build a house on a shaky foundation. Doesn't matter how fancy the decor is.
Exactly right.
And then they bring in AI and automation. This is where it gets really interesting for future-proofing SEO, like for 2025 and beyond.
What's fascinating here is how AI is being used to elevate SEO. Creative Street talks about leveraging machine learning to really fine-tune their keyword strategies, going beyond just obvious terms to uncover hidden opportunities.
Finding those long-tail keywords, maybe.
Potentially, yeah. Or understanding semantic relationships better. They're also using it to help generate more effective content that truly resonates with users and to continuously improve the overall user experience on a website. All with the aim of achieving long-term sustainable results in a search landscape that's constantly evolving. It's about being proactive and adapting in real time to algorithm changes.
So it's not just reacting to Google's updates. It's about using these advanced tools to anticipate and even shape their strategies.
Exactly, getting ahead of the curve. And finally, they emphasize scalable and customizable plans.
Flexibility.
Yeah. This suggests they can work with a wide spectrum of businesses, from a brand new startup that needs to establish its initial online presence to massive global corporations with incredibly complex and diverse SEO requirements.
So a flexible approach that can evolve as a business grows, rather than a rigid, like, one-size-fits-all package of services.
Precisely.
Okay, that gives us a really good understanding of why India's SEO sector is so strong. Now, let's zoom in on the specific advantages of actually working with an SEO provider in India using Creative Street as a prime example. We touched on it, but let's really break down the cost savings.
Right. Let's get concrete. The difference in hourly rates can be quite significant. You might see U.S. SEO agencies charging anywhere from, say, $75 to $150 per hour.
Yeah, standard rates.
Whereas top-tier Indian firms like Creative Street often range from $35 to $60 per hour. That's a potential cost reduction of up to 60%.
Wow, up to 60%? That's a massive difference. It's the kind of savings that can really free up resources for a business to invest in other critical areas like, you know, marketing campaigns or product development, as Creative Street themselves point out.
Absolutely. Huge potential impact on the bottom line. And it's not just about lower prices. It's about accessing a deep reservoir of highly skilled professionals without the significant overhead that comes with maintaining a large in-house team or dealing with the higher operating costs of agencies in the West.
Right, less overhead.
India had approximately 5.1 million tech professionals back in 2024, according to NASSCOM data. That's a huge number. And companies like Creative Street are tapping into this extensive talent pool.
That's an incredible number of skilled individuals. So businesses are essentially getting access to top-level expertise without the burden of, like, excessive overhead costs.
Precisely. You get the skills without the bloat. And then there's the often overlooked benefit of the time zone difference.
The follow the sun model.
Kind of, yeah. India operates on GMT plus 5.30, which can actually lead to faster project turnaround times. While you're finishing your workday in the US or Europe, their team is actively working on your projects, meaning tasks can be completed more quickly. In fact, some studies suggest that a significant percentage, I think it was around 62% of outsourced SEO projects in India, are completed noticeably faster. Maybe 30% faster.
That's a real advantage in terms of speed and efficiency. It's almost like having a team working around the clock, leading to quicker implementation of strategies and faster results.
Exactly. Reduces the lag time. And for businesses that are looking to expand globally, the multilingual capabilities offered by many Indian SEO firms are another major benefit.
Good point.
Accessing SEO services in languages like English, Hindi, Spanish, it can be significantly more cost-effective compared to sourcing those specialized skills in the U.S., for example.
That's a crucial point for reaching diverse international markets without incurring huge translation and localization costs just for your SEO efforts.
Absolutely. And perhaps most compellingly, these advantages translate into tangible results and real financial savings. The data indicates that outsourcing SEO can lead to cost savings ranging from 30% to as much as 70%. Compared to managing it entirely in-house.
30 to 70%.
Yeah, it's substantial. Creative Street shares some really concrete examples. They mentioned a U.S. SaaS client who reportedly saved $40,000 annually while also achieving an 80% increase in website traffic within just 6 months.
80% traffic boost in 6 months. That's impressive.
It really is. They also cite an e-commerce brand that saved $50,000 per year and saw a 45% jump in conversions. These aren't just theoretical numbers. They represent significant real-world business impact.
Those are truly impressive figures that clearly demonstrate the potential return on investment when outsourcing SEO to a capable partner in India.
And lastly, they emphasize the agility and cost-effective adaptation that Indian firms offer, particularly when it comes to responding to the constant changes in search engine algorithms, like those Google Core updates we saw in 2024.
Yes, the dreaded updates.
Right. They suggest that the cost of implementing necessary strategic adjustments in India can be considerably lower, maybe $2,500 to $5,000, compared to what agencies in Western countries might charge, which could be $5,000 to $10,000 or more for the same level of adaptation.
So they have the ability to pivot quickly and efficiently without a massive financial impact when the search engine rules change, which, let's face it, happens all the time.
Constantly. It's built into the model.
Okay, so we've looked at why India has become a hub and the general advantages. Now let's get into a specific real-world example, the case study of HCL's Straight Talk, What exactly is that platform?
So HCL Straight Talk is essentially a digital platform, a multimedia hub designed specifically for technology leaders. Think of it as a go-to resource for CIOs, CTOs, and other key decision makers in the tech industry.
Okay.
Offering them insights, thought leadership, practical solutions.
So it's a platform trying to attract a very specific and influential audience in a very crowded digital space. What were the main challenges they were facing initially?
Well, the primary challenge was, simply put, a lack of visibility. They weren't achieving strong search engine rankings for the important keywords that their target audience would be searching for.
Right.
Keywords like tech leadership insights. As a result, their website traffic was pretty stagnant. They had valuable content, but it just wasn't being discovered by the right people.
So they had the valuable information, but weren't getting it in front of the right eyeballs who needed it. What was Creative Street's strategy, their game plan, to tackle these challenges?
Creative Street implemented a comprehensive, multifaceted strategy. It wasn't just one thing. First, they conducted a thorough overhaul of the key landing pages.
Okay, starting with the pages themselves.
Yeah, focusing on optimizing crucial on-page elements like the page titles that appear in search results, the meta descriptions that provide that brief summary, the main headings on the page, H1s, H2s, canonical tags, to handle potential duplicate content,
mm-hmm.
and the alt text for images. All targeting high traffic, relevant keywords like enterprise tech solutions. This foundational work ensures a website is properly structured and easily understandable by search engines for relevant queries.
So really nailing the on-page SEO fundamentals to make sure the site was even in the running. What other key steps did they take?
Well, they also placed a significant emphasis on building high-quality backlinks from authoritative websites.
Ah, link building.
Exactly. They specifically mention aiming for links from domains with, quote, Forbes-level authority. Think of backlinks as votes of confidence from other websites. A link from a highly respected site like Forbes tells search engines that your content is also trustworthy and valuable. It builds authority.
That makes sense. It's like getting a recommendation from a really trusted source, which significantly boosts your credibility in Google's eyes.
Exactly right. At the same time, they significantly ramped up their content creation efforts. They started developing long-form blog posts that targeted broader top-of-funnel keywords. You know, like tech innovation trends. The idea here is to attract a wider audience interested in the general themes of technology leadership and innovation, and then lead them to the Straight Talk platform for more specific insights. Catch them earlier in their journey.
So creating valuable, informative content to attract potential visitors who are then drawn into the more specific content on the platform. Smart. And it sounds like they also address some of the underlying technical issues with the website itself.
Yes, absolutely. They conducted a technical SEO cleanup. This involved identifying and resolving issues like index bloat, which is when search engines are indexing unnecessary pages on your site, racing crawl budget,
right.
redirect chains, which can slow down crawling and dilute link equity, and crawl errors, which literally prevent search engines from properly accessing your content.
Mm.
These technical elements can significantly impact a website's ability to rank well, often overlooked, but critical.
So it was a really holistic approach, wasn't it? Covering everything from the technical underpinnings to the content itself and the website's overall authority. What were the tangible results, the payoff?
The results were quite remarkable, actually. HCL Straight Talk saw a 65% year-over-year increase in website sessions, reaching over 120,000 in 2024.
65% increase in sessions. Wow.
Yeah. Their user base also expanded significantly with a 52% increase, gaining 40,000 new users.
40,000 new users.
And importantly, their rankings for that key target term, tech leadership insights, improved dramatically. They moved from somewhere on page 3 of the search results all the way into the top 5.
Page 3 to the top 5 is huge.
Massive difference in visibility. And perhaps most significantly, organic search traffic became their primary source of growth. It overtook other channels.
Those are really substantial improvements across all key metrics, clearly demonstrating a strong return on their investment. And Creative Street emphasizes that these results were achieved within a cost-effective budget.
That's the crucial takeaway from this case study, I think. It highlights that it is indeed possible to achieve significant and measurable ROI in SEO, even with budget considerations, by effectively leveraging the expertise available in India. It's not just about cutting costs, it's about smart investment.
Okay, so we've seen the results in action with HCL. Now let's circle back to Creative Street itself. What are the key selling points that really set them apart in this competitive market? What do they really hang their hat on?
Well, they consistently emphasize their data-driven methodology. They highlight their use of AI-powered analytics, real-time data monitoring, and staying on top of the latest market trends. Their core focus is squarely on driving measurable business results. You know, more traffic, more qualified leads, and ultimately increased sales.
Right.
Rather than just focusing on vanity metrics like, say, keyword rankings alone, which don't always translate directly to business success.
So they're directly connecting their SEO efforts to tangible business outcomes, the stuff the C-suite really cares about.
Exactly. They also underscore their extensive experience working across a really diverse range of industries, from large Fortune 500 corporations down to agile startups.
Okay.
This demonstrates their adaptability and their ability to deliver effective SEO solutions, regardless of the size or specific nature of the business. They've seen a lot.
That kind of versatility and proven track record across different sectors must be a significant advantage for potential clients, gives them confidence.
Absolutely. And they stress that they offer highly tailored solutions. They address all the critical components of successful SEO. The robust technical optimization, compelling and engaging content creation, and the development of a strong and authoritative backlink profile, rather than pushing a standardized one-size-fits-all approach.
So a customized strategy that's specifically designed to meet the unique needs and goals of each individual client. Makes sense. And they also bring up the potential for significant cost savings that we discussed earlier, right?
Yes. They reference that statistic again, indicating potential cost reductions of up to 60% when partnering with Creative Street. It consistently comes back to that powerful combination of high-level expertise and exceptional value for money.
Okay, so to wrap up our deep dive today, it sounds like India, with leading companies like Creative Street really at the forefront, has truly solidified its position as a global powerhouse in the SEO landscape.
Definitely seems that way.
And it's not just about being a more affordable option. It's about providing a really compelling mix of advanced skills, efficient processes, and significant cost effectiveness, especially in the current digital marketing environment of 2025.
Precisely. In today's increasingly competitive online world, achieving strong visibility requires strategic partnerships. You can't always do it all yourself.
Right.
And what we've explored today strongly suggests that engaging with skilled SEO professionals in India offers a really significant advantage in achieving those crucial visibility goals.
So, for you, our listener, as you're considering your own strategies for online growth and visibility, here's a final thought to ponder. How could strategically leveraging global talent in areas like digital marketing and specifically SEO, how could that potentially unlock new levels of growth, efficiency, and maybe even significant cost savings for your own business endeavors?
Good question to leave them with.
It's definitely a landscape worth exploring further. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.